This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
So what was on the menu? Seven steaks? Two whole chickens?
I went and got a giant Wagyu steak for him.
So I'm ecstatic about that.
On 95.7 The Game.
What do you want from me? You want me to admit that Devontae Adams is on my 95.7 The Game fantasy team? And I would like a niner.
Yeah,
is that like it? No, that's not it.
Is he on your team?
He is.
Okay. Yeah. You need him to break out. Third Your team round. Is struggling.
They are? You ain't watching very close.
I mean, you're below me in the standings, so
that's
fine. One
of the top scoring teams in the league.
You get like 3 more points than me.
Yes.
Whatever. You're 2-2 is all I know.
Not struggling, which is a massive game out of first place.
Yeah. Yeah,
struggling.
Thanks to Grandy,
struggling.
Knocking out the undefeated.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah, it's an uphill battle for you. I get that.
Yeah, we'll be all right. We're streaming live on Twitch and YouTube, twitch.tv/95.7thegame, youtube.com/95.7thegame. Watch us live. Watch the cheeks turn red. If anyone swears, you get to hear it. That's fun. That could happen today. And it's all powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
I'm going up against the entire Niner team in fantasy this week.
Oh, that would be Matt.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mason, Jennings, and the kicker, Moody.
That's why I was happy to lose last week. He beat me because of Jordan Mason.
Exactly.
I was like, you got ahead with your bad self now.
Late Mason.
I got no problem with that.
Mason, 3-6, -1, 0-6, 2-1, 2. 24.
Yeah, there was a lot of late Mason.
The last 24 was the one. And then they kneeled it on down.
Yeah. It was one of those actually where I like saw it, and then the Niners were like on cruise control. So I think we kicked back to red zone when there was like 2 minutes left to go in the game.
Yeah.
And then I opened up the app and I'm like, what the hell?
Yep.
I thought I was only down by, and now I'm down by.
Yeah.
Ah, damn it. Let's go to Telmo in the city. Hey, Telmo, thanks for calling Willie and Dibby. What are you doing?
Fellas, I'm just about to go into the restaurant here and get ready for dinner service tonight.
Let's go.
Well, yeah, we have air conditioning, so that's a good thing.
Oh,
yeah,
it is. Score.
So I'm trying to figure out here, and it's the Dibber, so I don't know how much weight you could put into it. I'm just sitting here trying to figure out if he's running material. Just to be the devil's advocate against old Willard there. And because Well, weren't we just talking about him wearing the wrong shorts literally the other day? A grown man who just got $30 million a year deciding that he was going to wear the wrong shorts to practice? Like, what are we talking about here? He literally admitted that he made it more difficult on the 49ers, the team that he claimed he wanted to be on. And if we're looking at performance this year, he's in the bottom of the ranks in terms of separation per routes run. He's just Niners in terms of wide receiver stats and metrics. Niners have three pass catchers in the top 10 with Debo, JJ, and Kittle, and Ayuk's down in 56th. So, you know, if he didn't go to camp, that's his fault. That's nobody else's fault. And in terms of if we're looking at it with Devontae Adams, you know why I picked Devontae Adams all day? Because he's a bona fide wide receiver one in the NFL. Brandon Ayuk, he's good. He might have potential. But the season that he got paid off of was an outlier in his career. And I didn't see two or three of those in his career to establish him as a wide receiver one. Does he have that potential? Sure, maybe. Is he ever going to be that consistently? Who knows? Devontae Adams is a bona fide wide receiver one. The way I say it, he's a Jamar Chase type. And I see Brandon Ayuk as a T. Higgins.
Well, I mean, you want to talk about shorts, and yeah, we did the whole show on it, and it was a bad look, it was immature, and you move on. It wasn't so bad that you're going to outright cut him, you weren't going to bench him, and Kyle Shanahan's addressed it, and they've moved on, so I will too. And yeah, you want to talk about Devontae Adams, 18 catches through four games? This is not Justin Jefferson.
18 catches in three games, which is already, okay. Yeah, which well, is more they, than Brandon has in four.
His team has played four.
He got hurt.
Right. Oh, he got hurt.
Yeah, he got
so
hurt.
So you're telling me a guy who's almost 32 got hurt? I mean, you're going to have an older player who, by the way, is not a very good run blocker. You could look at any of the metrics that you want to look at as far as Devontae Adams, and you have an offense where you play a lot of two-receiver sets only, and you need your receivers to block, and this guy's not a good blocker, but go ahead and plug him in there and expect to still have Jordan Mason do all the things he does with Brandon Ayuk blocking for him.
Yeah, I actually would. I think Devontae would do fine in that situation.
Very poor run blocker. Based on
what?
I look at Pro Football Focus, and I look at all other rating sites and scouting reports, and he's not a guy who's a willing blocker.
I mean, again, this is it's very, very situational.
It's a factor.
It's a factor. Sure, it's a factor.
For a run-first offense.
Yeah, but and again, I battle that idea. They're not a run-first offense. Well, watch them play this year. They're not a run-first offense.
Well, they've run the ball more than they've passed it.
This year?
Yeah. They're one of 13 teams to do so.
Okay, and that's factoring in that Brock Purdy has run the ball probably no less than 20 to 25 times on what were dropbacks to throw.
Right, if you even count his scrambles, they still have run it more than they've passed it.
That seems off to me. I would love to look at the exact numbers.
I'll pull it up for you.
Yeah, I would love to see that. But anyway, that being said, to me this goes way, way deeper than even some of the wide receiver metrics that we're talking about. I still don't understand why this deal was signed in the first place. Because if you're not going to feature him, if you're not going to use him that much, then he is clearly overpaid. And I would question at this point, based on what we've seen, granted small sample, but the frustration and now the lack of production, this is really what you want to do for 4 years starting next year? Remember, the extension hasn't even kicked in yet. So I would be in favor of something that you can get out of sooner, and whether that's 2 years from now or simply at the end of the year. Everybody who was all in on this year, Super Bowl or bust, well, give me the player who's actually shown that he's a little bit more ready to go at the start of this season, has already, I don't know, scored a touchdown this year, is clearly the better receiver. And by the way, check this out. So this is on McAfee today. They're all talking about Devontae scenarios. Listen to what happens when they get to the 49ers.
If we're talking about like 1 year rentals, the one team that's not on there that has the most cap right now is the 49ers. If the 49ers really wanted to go all out,
there was rumors. Now there was this.
They're not allowed to do that.
There was rumors this summer that they were trying to do a three-way with Steelers, Raiders, and Niners. Ayuk, Devontae, all of that. Obviously, it never came to fruition, but there was a report that that was out there. They were interested in them, but they did just sign Ayuk
and Juwan Jennings.
Yeah,
I mean it's 1 year rental. And they got the most cap space when we talk about quarterbacks on rookie deals.
Yeah, Ayuk hasn't hit his stride yet. After the deal gets done over there, if Devontae goes to the Niners.
Woo, that's a Madden team.
Not allowed.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Pearsall's on IR. Makes sense.
Usually
just get another guy in there.
Everybody's like, the Chiefs are going to be in the division. Not going to happen. And then we just said the Vikings can't do it. That should not be allowed. The Niners are the most not allowed team to get Devontae Adams I think I've ever heard of.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're not allowed.
Yeah.
And that's a team that Devontae maybe does do like 1 year.
He's from that area, right? I mean, he would still be, because that was one of the reasons he went to Vegas, because he's like
closer family.
Much closer the family, the Niners would fit that bill still.
Oh no. Brock Purdy, too, he'd be able to figure it out.
Yeah. Might help Ayuk a little bit.
All right, that's fun. Niners are not allowed. That's pretty too fun. Good. It's fun, but can we take that conversation a little bit further? Now, if you paid Brandon Ayuk $30 million to be the third or tied for the third highest paid wide receiver in the game, isn't Brandon Ayuk supposed to be the Niners aren't allowed to have him. In other words, the premise of their conversation is that the Niners would clearly be getting even better. The roster would get even better if you went from Brandon Ayuk to Devontae Adams. Is that not what you hear?
That's what I hear, but that is, I think, a lot of it is the fantasy footballification of what we're talking about.
That's fair.
And, you know, you look at Devontae Adams, and we all talk about his numbers and where was he drafted in fantasy football and all the rest of it. It ultimately comes down to fit, and you've got a team that, whether they are run first or not, is not important to this conversation, but they do run a lot of two receiver sets only, and they do share the ball a lot. And you could look at this year, last year, the year before, whatever year you want to pick, they don't highlight one guy. And I see Devontae Adams, every place he's been the dude. And he's gotten the majority of the targets, and he's gotten the majority of the football. And now this year in Vegas, he's not getting that because his quarterback's not very good. Their offense isn't very good. And you get up to a week four game, and he's got a hamstring injury.
I don't think that this is just about targets, by the way. And I do feel like you're painting Devontae Adams to be a selfish player, and I don't think he is that at all. I really don't. I don't think there's been any history of that in his career at all. And when you do bring up stats from this year, I don't think we're playing on an equal playing field. You're talking about Gardner Minshew and a Raiders offense that literally struggles to give you what its second best player is. Like, who else is good? Brock Bowers, who's played four games in his life? Like, to say what Devontae's stats would be in Vegas versus what they would be with the 49ers, I think Devontae Adams would gladly give up a little bit of a target share. His numbers would still go through the roof. Brandon Ayuk was the target leader for the 49ers last year. Not by a long shot, but it was enough to go over 1,300 yards. Devontae, the whole documentary that we watched this offseason was about his obsession with winning. And that's where his frustration is coming from. They're going up against Patrick Mahomes and Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert, and they're going to a gunfight with a knife. It's not similar situations at all. I think Devontae would gladly fit into a team concept.
Well, his response to going into a gunfight with a knife is to shut it down. And that
it hasn't been, Dibs. It's been a year and a half.
It's been a game. And
no, it's not been a game.
He had a hamstring issue on Thursday, and now he wants to be traded.
He got hurt. He wanted to be traded before the hamstring injury.
And it's, I wonder, you know, I cannot.
And he said it on the, you got a streaming service.
Yeah.
He's like, I got to get the hell out of here. I'm going to get killed.
Right.
Yes.
And so now he's played three games, and now he wants to be traded, and now he's Dibs, injured and he can't play.
He's got a head coach liking trade rumors on Instagram.
Right, because clearly he's not being 100% of a team player.
No, how about, what are we doing?
Right.
He's like, this is a joke.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is a clown show. Get me out of here. You've never felt that way?
Oh, I felt that way. But I've continued to show up and do the work that I'm paid to do.
As has he, literally to the denigration of his own body for a year and a half. Like
Up until last week.
Yeah. Well, look, there's a breaking point for everyone.
Sure.
And by the way, I feel like you're insinuating he's faking the injury.
I don't know. I don't know what his injury is. I know that he came up Thursday with a hamstring injury.
Yes.
And
the exact same way George Kittle did the same day.
And then George Kittle came back a week later and
missed
played
a game.
Football.
He missed a game. And Devontae might play a game two this week if he wasn't about to be traded.
Exactly.
But now he's about to be traded because his
potentially,
coach. Yeah, because
the deadline's still 5 weeks away.
He's going to get traded.
He might not be traded. Do you think he'll be traded before Sunday?
It might not be before Sunday, but it'd be mildly surprised if it's not before the next Sunday.
So if he's not traded before Sunday, does he play Sunday? Probably not.
Probably not. It's getting a little late in the game.
If and when he gets traded, does he then play that following week?
I don't know.
That, to me, would be a tell as to the severity of this injury.
By the way,
what a wild coincidence it would be got healthy.
Jalen Ramsey on line one. That's exactly what he did. And nobody was bothered by it. The Rams grabbed him when he was in Jacksonville.
And he was hurt.
He was hurt.
Sure.
He was hurt. And he wanted out. And he got traded. And what did he do? He's healthy.
He got healthy,
now.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Which, by the way, is not actually that dumb. I don't know if he's faking an injury. But
I'm not saying smart or dumb. I'm just saying it's a curiosity when.
Well, it's fair, quite frankly. And we disagree on this too.
You can do whatever you want as a player.
It's no different than what Blake Snell just did.
Also have criticized.
No, but the Raiders actually are motivated for Devontae to not play if they're going to trade him. If they're going to trade him and they know they're going to trade him, you don't put him out there. He could get hurt and it ruins the whole deal.
Yeah, and that's like, what was that last year? Was it Russell Wilson who got shelved? No, it was Derek Carr. I apologize. Derek Carr. They said, you know what? We don't want you to play anymore because we don't want you to get hurt and then your contract becomes guaranteed for the following year.
That wasn't Derek.
That wasn't, was Derek in New Orleans.
It was Russ.
It was Russ.
You were right the first time.
And they said, you said no more football for you because we don't want your contract to become guaranteed.
And we just don't like you anyway.
Right. Well, if he was good, then they wouldn't care.
That's kind of where the Raiders and Devontae are. They don't like each other right now. It's time to move on.
Sure.
It's all. I don't know that we even need to go down that route of like who's right and who's wrong between the Raiders and Devontae. The relationship is over.
Right.
It's all over the internet.
But
it's
I don't think it's a fair comp to compare that to the Niners and Brandon Ayuk. Clearly, they're annoyed with what Brandon's done. And I think that what Brandon has done is annoying and it is infantile. It's toddler behavior. And if I were the head coach, I'd be a lot more annoyed openly than Kyle Shanahan is. But at the same time, come Sunday, Brandon's out there, and I don't think that he's jaking it or jogging on routes or mailing it in. He's going out there and playing his level best.
I don't think that, and I don't think that Devontae's been any different over the last year and a half, and I don't mean to make this about a comparison piece over who's been more annoying or frustrating. The Raiders and Devontae Adams have come to a close. It's an opportunity for the 49ers, A, to get better, B, to have more options, and C, to move on from a relationship that has become unnecessarily frustrating. That's all. And quite frankly, they're not in a position where they have to do it. I'm not saying that Brandon Ayuk is done as a football player, but this is an opportunity to get better and have more optionality, because Brandon Ayuk has now frustrated people for a good portion of time, which everyone's willing to deal with if you are 1,300-yard Brandon Ayuk, which for a month now, you haven't been. And this is actually fascinating to me how patient the fan base has been. Like, this is crazy. You if you miss all of camp, like, everyone will give you a week, everyone will give you two. But the idea that we are now, the calendar has flipped, and we're like, well, he's ramping up. What are we doing here? It's week five. There's no more ramp up, dude. You have got to perform. You are now the second highest paid player on the team. And Nick Bosa got ripped last year for a lot less. We weren't talking about that by week five. Like, come on, man. Where are you?
He's out there. He can only run open and, you know, run routes and get open. And wow, he was open in the game against the Rams, and the quarterback didn't see him when he was all alone down the middle of the field.
You're forgetting a lot of drops. You're forgetting a lot of times.
He's got two drops this year.
You're playing the stat game, and you know better than that.
I'm playing the game of reality.
Well, he's a $30 million receiver, and if a catch is slightly tough, I expect you to make it.
Agreed.
Okay,
but
so it's more than two.
Is unfair.
Then what word do you want to use?
Catchable ball, an inexcused
error.
I think what you can look
unforced
at,
error,
honestly, is targets versus catch and the target percentage. The percentage of targets that he has caught last year was around 80%. This year, it's at 52%.
There you go.
And that is partly on him. It's also partly on the quarterback. The times that he has targeted Brandon Ayuk, he hasn't thrown a lot of balls to Brandon Ayuk. Some of his throwaways or his incompletes have been toward Brandon Ayuk, over his head, behind him and whatnot. I'm not blaming Brock Purdy, but
man,
the facts.
You watched the games twice.
Every time.
Look at me. Is Brandon playing well?
Brandon's playing better than people
is
are giving him
playing
credit. He's playing all right.
Well,
he's not the reason why they're 2-2.
Is he playing up to his previous capabilities?
Probably not.
Okay.
But as a receiver, are you?
That's it.
It's not up to him to play well. He's got to have protection.
Yes, it is.
And he's got to have a quarterback to throw it to him.
No.
He's got to have a quarterback to throw it to him when he's open down the middle of the field.
I'm talking about the opportunities that he does have. Is he playing well?
Playing fine.
He's playing fine. Perfect word.
Yep.
And I don't want fine for $30 million. I don't. I'm not fine with fine. Let's go to Jaime in San Carlos. Hey, Jaime, what's going on? Thanks for calling.
What's up, fellas? This is a great topic.
Thank you.
Dibs.
What up, Jaime?
I'm normally on your side, bud, but I got to tell you something. Do you remember 2019 when they traded for Emmanuel Sanders?
Mm.
How that offense took off with Jimmy G? Okay, imagine what Devontae Adams would do to this offense if he was on this team. Who are they going to double? He would take the top off of that defense, and we don't know if they're going to get CMC back. So if you add somebody like Adams on this team, you better watch out, because Brock Purdy could take off. And so could Debo, and so could Kittle. I would do it in a heartbeat. All they want is a second rounder. I would trade Ayuk and a second rounder today.
Jaime, thank you.
Yeah,
and
Jaime,
again,
thanks.
I don't think you have to do that.
You don't even have to cover Devontae Adams because he's in street clothes. So.
Stop. I don't even think.
He's hurt.
I don't think the night. For the moment, yes, he's hurt.
Yeah, until he gets a new uniform.
No,
and then
until he gets healthy. The same way Kittle and Debo and everybody else in football gets hurt for a week or two sometimes. But if this is about the trade, then it is.
Yeah.
I don't even have an issue with that. Like, that benefits the team, too. If the Raiders and Devontae sat down a week and a half ago and had a conversation and said, you know what, this relationship ain't working anymore, they would be stupid to give him a helmet. They'd be stupid to send him out there where he could actually get really hurt. Why would they do that?
To maybe, I don't know, win a game?
Dude,
play your best player to try to win a game?
If you're trying,
I mean, what are we doing
here,
Mark?
If you're trying to win, Raiders, you would have signed a quarterback this offseason. You got Mahomes in your division. Don't get it twisted.
The Raiders couldn't sign a quarterback.
The Raiders are not trying to win. Do not get it twisted.
Well, then they would have traded him in the offseason. And they would have traded Max
Crosby.
They probably
should have. No.
They would have completely, absolutely obliterated the roster and gotten all the first-round picks they could have.
Doesn't make sense. Max Crosby can be a part of their future, for sure. But don't make the mistake of thinking the Raiders are grinding on a playoff spot right now. They're not. Man, they damn well know that. Or else they would have been, they're literally the only team this offseason that looked at the quarterback position and didn't even try.
Well, they couldn't draft one because they weren't high enough in the draft. And they,
of course you can. Then move up, like everybody else does when they need a quarterback. At least try. The Giants tried,
yep.
And they've got $40 million on a quarterback.
Which is a mistake.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. So that's all, man. I mean, look, if I were 31, 32, and a football player where you could end on any play, and you've been out there getting hit over the middle for a year and a half, they send out the quarterback that you signed up to go play with, and then they give you a combo of Garoppolo, Aiden O'Connell, Gardner Minshew, and whatever else they've been doing, and they're hucking balls over your head for a year and a half, well, of course you're going to get frustrated.
Yeah, just shut it down then.
That's not what I'm saying. The relationship comes to a close. We watch this in sports all the time, do we not?
Yes, but you know, if you as a player decide that you want to shut it down and you want to force your way out of a situation,
mutual,
you have the right to do
you're
so.
You're calling him a quitter.
Well,
you don't know that.
I don't know what he's doing. I know this, and this is a guess, but if and when he does get traded, the hamstring will be healthy, and he'll be on the field for his new team immediately.
I got no issue with it.
That's my prediction.
And I got no issue with that. Like, I have no one to call out in that case. I don't, like, I'm not going to be like, I have faith in it. Yeah. Yeah, in football, if two sides come to an agreement that it's time for it to end, you don't play him. Like, you don't. When the Niners and Colin Kaepernick were going to move on from one another, and I'm not even saying that was mutual, you remember, they're like, we're not putting you out there because you could get hurt. And that changes the whole scenario.
Well, then the guarantee contract kicks in as well.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So, all right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Would you do this if you were the Niners? And Greg Cosell is going to join us in 20 minutes. And one of the things we'll talk to him about is, who is Devontae Adams, the 31, 32-year-old? What does he look like on film? So we'll get to that in 20 minutes. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. It's Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.